Fast-paced, informative, and captivating. This is your world today. Today.
The US and Taliban have held talks in Doha. We look at what has come from these talks and what are some of the issues that have been discussed. Professor of Law at American University of Afghanistan, we have Harun Rahimi joining us live from Istanbul. Harun, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for having me.
In your assessment, how did the talks go?
Both sides described the talks as positive. Taliban went in trying to convince the United States to recognize them as the legitimate government of Afghanistan and release the funds that the United States is withholding from the Taliban government. United States went in expecting to secure assistance with regard to evacuation of U.S. citizens, green card holders, and others that the United States would like to evacuate from Afghanistan. Talk about the counterterrorism cooperation with regard to counterterrorism and pressuring Taliban with regard to women rights. Both sides have achieved certain some of those objectives. Taliban say that the United States has committed to provide humanitarian aid to Afghanistan, obviously short of releasing the funds, but there's going to be some sort of aid delivered, which was positive. The United States has secured assistance with regard to evacuation of Afghanistan, of the U.S. citizens, green card holders, and such. But there were also points that remained unresolved. For example, Taliban made a public statement that they would not be cooperating with the United States in fighting the Daesh in Afghanistan. Whether that is going to be the actual policy or is just something they say, and there could be cooperation behind the scene, we don't know. But that was a signal that there would be no cooperation in counterterrorism. United States also did not make any statement. They defined going in that they had very narrow focus in these meetings and they did not intend to confer any form of legitimacy over to the Taliban as the government of Afghanistan. They continue to maintain that the Taliban are not recognized as a legitimate government of Afghanistan. So it was the first step. Both countries are very far away from a normalized relationship. But I think overall, they achieved some of the objectives they had going into the meeting.
Yes, as you indicate, you know, what are some of the talking points, and you've outlined that for us. When we look at, you know, the balance of power in these talks, did the U.S. have a weak hand now in talks?
So U.S. Influence in the region and Afghanistan obviously have dramatically decreased since their withdrawal. The major leverage the U.S. Still holds is the sanctions and the funds, near $9.9 billion of Afghanistan funds, Afghanistan National Reserves, that are held in U.S. U.S. Treasury bonds, in bonds in the United States, in banks, which the United States has frozen for now. That is the major leverage the United States has remaining over Taliban. Taliban, on the other hand, are in very tough situation as well. There is a humanitarian catastrophe unfolding in the country that is going to have disastrous effects on the lives of millions of Afghans. 95% of Afghans do not have enough food to eat. So Taliban are also under a lot of pressure to secure at least aid, some sort of assistance from the world and the United States, obviously as the one of the wealthiest countries in the world and as a country that has a moral obligation to help Afghan, would be one of those possible donors that could help with Afghanistan. But there's some sort of agreement had to be reached, some sort of understanding had to be reached before the sort of funds, even in the name of humanitarian funds, could have been transferred to Afghanistan.
Yes. We've spoken about the Daesh issue and the fact that Taliban is not committing to fighting Daesh in Afghanistan. But how big a threat is Daesh now that we're seeing regular bombings? Are they, attempting to spoil the Taliban's new broom party that we've seen come together?
I mean, that the biggest security threat in Afghanistan currently is Daesh. They have almost had daily attacks against Taliban fighters, Taliban targets, especially in eastern part of the country. Also, they have systematically targeted civilians. Just the day before yesterday, they attacked. There was an explosion inside a Shia masjid in Kunduz, which claimed more than 100 lives. So it is a major security issue. And Taliban have been targeting, trying to deal with the threat of Daesh heavy-handedly. They have targeted anyone who's suspect of having any relationship with Daesh. They have conducted house search in part of the country, certain part of the country where they suspected that there could be elements of Daesh present. They have conducted extrajudicial killings of the people who were suspected of having connections with Daesh. They have closed down some Salafi madrasas in Afghanistan, schools that had some sort of suspect relationship in the eyes of Taliban. So they are going very heavily. They are trying to curb this threat very heavily. But they said they would not be coordinating with the United States on this matter, which tells me that there will be no information sharing and such. So they are trying to, I think, use this as a leverage against the United States and basically telling the United States if they would like the Taliban cooperation and information sharing and such with regard to threat of Daesh, then they would have to make concessions to the Taliban, something that the United States is not willing to make at this point and is holding out on those in order to secure passage for Afghans remaining, Americans remaining inside the country, also for women rights and other issues that the United States cares about. And they're not willing to give up their leverage of the funding they have yet.
Yes. So these are the issues that remain, and we'll see how it all pans out in the coming days. We appreciate the update. Harun, jazakumullah khair for availing yourself to chat.
For having me.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.